Hello and welcome to the Family Challenge. I'm so excited you could join us. I hope you guys have been managing to keep up with everything, and I hope those game boards are full of stickers by now. Can I tell you a little secret? If you manage to watch every episode of our Family Challenge and you fill your whole game board with stickers, there will be a little surprise for you and your family at the end. But you'll have to wait and see what that is. Okay, so let's get into today's episode. We're going to mix things up a little bit. We are going to start with our family activity. This is what you'll need. You'll need a piece of paper and something to write with for each family member. Then I'm going to show you some close-up pictures of animals, and you are going to try and guess what each animal is. Write down your answers on the paper and then see who gets the most answers right. So pause the video and get all the things that you need and then come back for our family activity. Great! I'm going to show you 10 different animals and you are going to try and guess what they are. What is this first animal? It's very white. Is that some snow? This is our second animal. Wow, it's very green. What could it be? And here's our next animal. I think this animal is furry. Here's our fourth animal. This animal has some really nice stripes. This next animal has a really big nose. This is our next animal. Furry. Here's our next animal. What could this be? Our next animal is this one. Are those feathers? This is our second to last animal. Wow, it's so colorful. This is our last animal. It's another fluffy one. Those were some tough things to guess. Let's see how many you got right. It's a polar bear. I hope you got it. It's a lizard. It's a dog. It's a zebra. What did you write down? It's a pig. Did you get it? It's a lion. It's a mouse. Did you get this one? It's an eagle. This was a harder one. Did you get it? It's a caterpillar. Our last animal is a sheep. Now count up your scores. How many did you get? Who got the most right in your family? I know we have some great guessers in our family. So why are we looking at so many different animals? Well, that's because our Bible story today is about a particular animal. Take a look. Have you ever seen a sheep in real life? They're pretty cute, but they're also pretty weak. They can't defend themselves, and wolves are like to attack them. That's why they are shepherds. A shepherd's job is to lead his sheep to a pasture and protect them. So why are we talking about sheep? That's because that's what today's Bible story is all about. So let's jump in. This story starts with Jesus telling the people that shepherds enter the pasture through the gate, but thieves climb over the fence. The sheep will recognize their shepherd's voice and follow him. They won't follow a thief's voice because they don't recognize him. Instead, they will run away. The people listening didn't really understand why Jesus was telling them this, so he told them in a different kind of way. He said he is the gate for the sheep. Those who go through him will be saved and be able to run around in good pastures. Everyone who came before him was a thief and a robber, but his true sheep didn't listen to them. Their purpose was to hurt the sheep, but his purpose was to help them. Then he said he was also the shepherd. He would give up his life for the sheep. Others would just run away when danger came because they didn't really care about the sheep. He also said that he has sheep that aren't in his flock yet, but they will be someday. Now that's still pretty confusing. Jesus is talking about sheep, sheep, and more sheep. So what does all of this mean? People are like sheep who need a shepherd. Jesus isn't talking about actual sheep. He's using them to talk about people. And just like sheep, people need somebody to lead them. We need a shepherd, and that shepherd is Jesus. Jesus is a good shepherd because he died for his sheep. Just like in the story, Jesus says that he died for his sheep, and that's exactly what he did. Jesus died on the cross to keep us safe from our sin, and one day we get to be with God in heaven. Everyone who follows Jesus gets to have real life. Jesus keeps us safe so we can run around in safe pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. There will be people in your life that want to make you feel sad, but Jesus is not one of them. Jesus wants us to live a good life. And just like sheep follow a shepherd, we should follow Jesus. So kids, next time you see a sheep, think of the story. Think about how they follow their shepherd and about how we should follow Jesus. Okay, families, it's time to read our Bibles. Pick someone in your family to read John 10, verse 1 to 5. And then pick someone else in your family to read John 10, verse 11 to 18. As I was reading this passage, I realized something. All of us, everybody, is following something. Let's take a look at our own lives to see how true that is. Let's take Dad for example. What is Dad's favorite sport? Does he like rugby or cricket or maybe soccer? Well, Dad will follow his favorite team. He'll make sure that he knows who the players are and when they're playing. And when they do play, he'll either go and watch it or he'll make sure to watch it on TV. What about Granny? You see, my granny used to watch these gardening shows, and there was this guy on the gardening show that said you should spray your roses with sunlight liquid and water. That's a bit weird. But she did, and you know what? Her roses looked great, and they were like super clean. How about this one? Captain America. Who does Captain America follow? Easy. He follows his own sense of right. He listens out for when someone needs help, and then he's running there and saving and rescuing them. You see, what I found is that everyone is following someone, and that person guides them. So a question for you. Who do you follow? So in the passage we read today, we saw that Jesus was talking to some Israelite leaders. And in the passage, he said that we should follow him because he is the best shepherd. He says he is the best because he loves and he cares for us. And that is exactly what our memory verse is today. So let's take a look. Our memory verse for this week is from John 10 verse 11. I'm going to say each part of the verse and then you will repeat it after me. Let's go. John 10 verse 11. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Bah! Great job. So now let's all say it together. John 10 verse 11. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Bah! Great job. Jesus says he's the good shepherd. So that means that we are kind of like sheep. Now I know this was a long time ago, but I had a first day at school. And so did you. Or maybe it's still coming for you. When you had your first day at school, did you know where everything was? Did you know where the bathrooms were? Where the playground was? Or the tuck shop? No. You needed a good shepherd to lead you and show you where everything was, to guide you. So it was probably a teacher that went and showed you where everything was. Otherwise, you would have maybe run into the playground when you needed to use the bathroom, or end up in another classroom when you were looking for the tuck shop. Now you see, Israel's leaders were bad shepherds for God's people. They weren't doing what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to be showing the people how to love God and how to love other people. Jesus called them thieves and robbers because they didn't care about the sheep. They didn't care about God's people. They only cared about themselves. So why is Jesus the good shepherd? Well, there are two kinds of shepherds. The first kind of shepherd doesn't really care about his sheep. All he wants from his sheep is maybe meat or wool. And he's there like driving the sheep from behind with this whip and shouting, and there's dogs yapping on the side. They don't really care for the sheep. Now there's another kind of shepherd, and this is the kind of shepherd that Jesus says he is. Jesus says this in John 10 verse 3. He says, a good shepherd calls for his sheep. He knows them by name, and they will hear his voice and follow him, and he will lead them. Take a look at this video to see what a good shepherd is like. That is an example of a really good shepherd. So what else makes Jesus the good shepherd? Is it because he loves his sheep, because he cares for them, and he protects them? No, those things are really important. But that's not the main reason why Jesus is the good shepherd. You see, the Bible says that we are all like sheep who have gone astray. All of us have sinned and wandered away from God. We need a shepherd who can come and rescue us and lead us back to God. And that's exactly what Jesus came to do. But how did he do it? He did it by laying down his life for his sheep. Jesus came to die on the cross for us. He took our place. He leads us back to God. That is why Jesus is the ultimate good shepherd. He lays down his life for his sheep. So earlier I asked the question, who do you follow? Does the love of that thing that you are following match up with the love of Jesus? I mean, how can anything compare to that kind of love? I don't know. It doesn't for me. And that is my hope for you, that you will choose to follow the Good Shepherd. So what have we learned today? We learned that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. He loves and cares for and protects his sheep, and he lays down his life for his sheep. We also learned that we should follow Jesus, the Good Shepherd, because he is the only one worth following. Now it's time for our family discussion questions. Pause the video and then take as much time as you need to answer the questions. And when you are done, come back. Well, that's it for today. I hope you guys have enjoyed learning about sheep and about the Good Shepherd. And I hope that you will decide to follow Jesus, the Good Shepherd, because he is the only one worth following. I hope you guys are going to remember to fill in those game boards with stickers. Stick those stickers on, because remember, there'll be a special surprise for all the families that complete their challenges. I'll see you guys again next time.